Hi, welcome to James Miller Lifeology, where you learn to simplify and transform your spirit, mind, and body. My name is James Miller. I'm a licensed psychotherapist and a composer. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Let's get started. I wanted to take just a quick moment to thank you all who continually support and listen to James Miller Lifeology. I have been so blessed and honored by your continual support. I wanted to make sure that you don't miss out on anything exciting that's happening over here. So make sure you sign up for my free newsletter at jamesmillerlifeology.com. I have a great show for you today. I'm going to encourage you that today is your day. I'll also be interviewing motivational coach Jimmy Hayes Nelson, who shares his inspirational story, as well as how he helps his clients find their own motivation for change. For more information about Jimmy, please visit thecoachjimmy.com. I have some exciting news. Did you know that I'm on the radio 3 times a week? You may hear me on the same station on Tuesdays at 1:30 p.m., Fridays at 9:30 a.m., and Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. You may also hear me anytime on iHeartRadio as well as on all the other major podcasting platforms, including iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and many others. Simply search for the show name, James Miller Lifeology. Many of you know me as a psychotherapist, but some of you don't yet know me as a composer. I currently have 2 albums which have been released. Think of both albums like books. Each composition is written like a chapter in a book. The first album, Consolation, explores a character's grief and loss. And just like a story, the character experiences heartache and eventually he finds healing and hope. The second album, Restoration, follows the same character. He has an internal awakening, and in this awakening, he recognizes all the things in his life which aren't healthy, and it helps him come to a place of restoration, being restored to something greater than before. You may purchase both albums on iTunes or any other digital music store, or simply listen to them on iHeartRadio. The names of the albums are Consolation and Restoration, and my stage name is James S. Miller. The name of the piece you're currently hearing is from the second album, Restoration, entitled Restoration. Today is your day. We all have hopes and dreams of things we would like to accomplish in life. We can look at many people on TV and think they're so successful, but when we look at our own life, we often think that's not something we could ever accomplish. One of the things I always tell my clients is if you find that the goals and dreams that you have, if they feel too big in this moment, you're probably thinking too far out. And what I mean by that is this: there's nothing wrong with having an end game of where you'd like to be in life, but when you start to plan out those steps, if you're feeling too overwhelmed as you're looking into your future, you're thinking too far into the future. So it's important for you to remember that as soon as you feel overwhelmed, you've thought too far in advance. So bring it back to the present moment, right this second. What are the things you can do right this second that are healthier for you? Remember, it's not about black and white thinking of this is good or bad. It's about what's healthier. Because when we work backwards from where our goal is to what can I do right now to accomplish that goal, it allows you to stay present in this moment to say, well, what are my options? If I continually do what I've always done, well, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to do the same exact thing with the same outcome. So what can I do that's slightly different today? For example, if it's your diet and exercise, what can you do right this moment to make a slightly healthier choice? Or if you're struggling with communication, what can you do slightly different during the exchange with somebody? If you're struggling at work, what can you do that's healthier for you in the moment to move you towards your next promotion? When we think of it in that respect, it's much more doable. But if we think 3 years out in the future or 7 years out in the future, that becomes too overwhelming. So today is your day to make the healthiest choice right this second, because that then sets the foundation for your long-term goal. One other thing to think about is if you're struggling to find that internal motivation, is to surround yourself with individuals who are going in the direction you want to go. Doesn't mean they have the same exact goals as you, but they have that accountability or that tenacity or that drive to do something different in their life. And you've all heard me say, one of my favorite quotes is you can't hang out with chickens and expect to soar with eagles. So surround yourself with those eagles today. They're going to encourage you to help you live in the moment to make the healthiest choices for yourself. Today is your day for change. Are you currently in a leadership role or just find that people naturally expect you to lead? If that's the case, then I have a great resource for you. My good friend Rocky Romanella has written a phenomenal book which will help you be a balanced, authentic leader. His book, Tighten the Lugnuts, The Principles of Balanced Leadership, will help you recognize your moment-by-moment choices that determine the kind of leader you'll be. Rocky uses his over 40 years of experience in supply chain, logistics and transportation, retail, sales and operational management at UPS, and his CEO and director roles to explore the way a true leader can add value as a trusted advisor, mentor, and visionary who uses a process approach to lead the organization and its people to new levels of success. Written in an easy-to-read format, this book will morph you into a more powerful, balanced leader. You may purchase this book, Tighten the Lugnuts, The Principles of Balanced Leadership, on Amazon or jamesmillerlifeology.com. For more information about Rocky, please visit 360managementservices.com. That's a number 3 and the word 60managementservices.com. Jimmy Hayes Nelson is passionate about helping people live a well-crafted life. He'll shift your perception of what is possible for you. A former fat, broke, 3-time college dropout, Jimmy used his own story to create a life of freedom. Using Beachbody products and learning the system of network marketing, he is now healthier in every aspect than he's ever been before. He now shows people how to do what comes naturally and get compensated for it and feel true significance. He is a motivator who stays away from hype, instead giving practical steps towards one's own goals. Jimmy's belief that everyone has a six-figure story is what drives him to help uncover the keys to the owning of one's own life. Welcome to my show, Jimmy.
I am so stoked to be here. Thank you.
I am too. I can't wait to hear about how the transformational life that you've had and all the things you've done. But I have to tell my listeners this. It was just such a weird way you and I connected. So years ago, I think it was like 2010 or something like that, I was doing the Insanity through Beachbody. And I remember there was this one workout. I'd done it for the first time. And it was like, it was a side lunge that you were in. And I think Sean T was, it felt like it was like a 4-hour lunge. It was probably like 30 seconds, but it was this long lunge. And he came up to you and he's like, how are you doing? And you were like, I'm doing well, but you did it, obviously. I mean, you had to do it. But I remember in that moment, I was like, this guy, I can totally feel it. I'm totally connected with him. And then just like a month ago, a random connection on Instagram is how we connected. So it's just funny how kind of life paths just cross at times like that.
Isn't it funny how pain will bring people together that way?
It's true.
You know you're not suffering by yourself, and it's really funny that I do have a lot of people that connect with me in a lot of different ways, but Insanity seems to be that through line. And I'm forever grateful to Sean T. And if you ever get a chance to interview him or have him on your show, he really is an amazing individual. But it was one of those things where, you know, you're motivated to keep moving and you're half scared because there's a camera on you and a very large, you know, a very large fitness guy and Sean next to you saying, you're not going to stop, are you?
Yeah.
But you know what's crazy about that? And I'm sure we're going to jump into so many things here. But when I go back, I was living in New York City at the time, and we shot those up in the Bronx. Mm-hmm. I remember when I shot those, I thought, there's going to be 8 people that ever do this workout. Like, it's so crazy. It's so hard. Who's ever going to do this? And what's been really cool is to see the brand and the legacy and, you know, Sean himself really grow into this amazing movement. And what it reminds me of is that I think so many people in life, we try to play lowest common denominator. We don't want to overwhelm people. We don't want them to feel like they're not worthy or good enough.
Yeah.
I think there's just so many people that are waiting for somebody to say, yes, this is hard. Yes, this is going to take a lot of time, effort, and pain, but it's worth it and it's going to change your life. And think of how many people actually step up to that challenge instead of us trying to make things easier or dumbing things down. And that's been the lesson to me in the past, I guess, 8 years since we shot it, is people want to be challenged and want to raise the bar in their life.
But I do agree with you. I think that's one of the things that people struggle with is, for one, people don't believe in them. They've never had a foundational system of encouragement. And so to not only give someone the ability and encourage them, but also the blueprint of how to find one's own success, how to do it for themselves. Because as we know, success is like a bank account. You don't get out what you don't put in. And so Sean T, you and all these other people do such an amazing job motivating people to really help them find their own purpose, find their own intrinsic ability to overcome every obstacle. And I think that's why Beachbody, or you, all these other people have such amazing following. It's because you truly believe them. You truly see something greater than what a person who's never really had that self-encouragement and encouragement in general, what other people haven't really helped them through that. So what a wonderful testament to all of you guys as well to be able to help so many people.
And I appreciate that. And that for me was really a scary moment because I had never been in a fitness DVD, and people that run into me or know me from Those workouts in particular, you know, I've had the privilege of being in the Insanity workouts with Shanti and also in the Pio workouts with Shalene Johnson, that I had to remind people of my backstory, that I was 100 pounds overweight at one time and a 3-time college dropout. And so to be in that position and people go, oh, well, you're a fitness guy. Even to this day, I don't consider myself the fitness guy. I consider myself somebody who got fed up with being a victim. I got tired of quitting things. I'm a 3-time college dropout. And there was just something, you know, along the way that snapped, that was like, you know, if I keep living this way, I'm going to keep getting these same results. Yeah. And I was really, you know, I felt like I was a professional at explaining why, you know, I was failing. It was always somebody else's fault. Yeah. Why somebody else had a better gig than I did, or had it easier. Like they didn't have to work as hard. And it really was this victim mentality I had to break out of. And so to be in that workout with the cameras on right there and being an example for somebody else, I'll be really honest, I didn't feel worthy to be there at that time. You know, even after losing the 100 pounds and getting a chance to be in those DVDs, physically I had changed, but really what had happened between my ears is, you know, fat, hurt, mad, angry Jimmy still lived there. And it wasn't until I really started embracing, you know, personal development and working as hard on my mindset as I had my body, that a lot of that really changed as well. So
it wasn't congruent in that respect. Yeah. I hadn't yet made that authentic change. Yeah.
So the guy that people see in that DVD was still in the middle of his journey, you know, and I feel like in a lot of ways we're all still in the middle of our journey, right? You know, I have people that I work with both on the fitness side and people that contemplate joining, you know, my team on the business side, that they're always like, oh, well, you know, once I get to my ideal weight, or what, they think there's some finish line they're going to get to, and that's when they can help somebody else. And what I found over my 10 years of this as a business, and, you know, over 15 years of my own fitness journey, is people aren't looking to follow perfection. They just want somebody else that's in the battle with them. Yeah. Right. And we have our good days and our bad days. And I tell them, I'm like, man, I still don't feel like I have this figured out. It's showing up every morning and doing the best with what we have that day.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I want to go back to the point when you said you had this awakening, or this, you were just fed up with something. You know, I always like to ask people, can you pinpoint the exact moment that literally changed your life, that was just such a powerful intrinsic change? You're like, oh my gosh. And that is the defining moment for you. One of the defining moments.
I absolutely can. And it's a story that I tell often, and people that follow me know that storytelling is really my passion. My background as a performer for the past 22 years and in acting, I never thought it would really translate into the business world. And it's really cool that I feel like storytelling kind of is a hot button topic right now. But absolutely, to answer your story, I do remember. I had dropped out of college for the third time. I had, I'd started school here in Dallas, Texas, had transferred to the University of Oklahoma, left there to work at Disney World for a couple years. And I found that everywhere I went, I kept running into the same issues, running out of money, not getting the opportunities I want. And so what I would do is just flee. I would like, I'm just going to move and create and push restart on my life.
Gotcha. Okay.
But what was crazy is from Dallas to Oklahoma to Orlando, Florida, and then ended up going to Rollins College in Winter Park, Florida, at another theater department there. And all those same problems and issues kept following me. So eventually you're like, well, there's one thing in common with all these places, exactly. It's me. But I had maxed out multiple credit cards. And I remember my mom actually calling me and just saying that they were worried about me, you know, and because they knew I was kind of out of money. And literally that last semester there at Rollins, my apartment, I had a mattress on the floor, no box springs or anything, a mattress on the floor, a little TV. And I was literally living off a box of Minute Rice. Like I'm just trying to buy like white knuckle life together. And I knew she was right. And so I went home. And so there I was, 100 pounds overweight, 3-time college dropout, living back at home with my parents in my early 20s. And there was one morning that, you know, I was bartending and I was really juggling multiple jobs that I hated. And I got out of the shower one morning, and normally as a guy that's 100 pounds overweight, you don't spend a lot of time in front of the mirror. Mm-hmm. You know, you kind of get out of the shower.
Do what you got to do and go. Yeah.
To change and cover up. And, you know, for whatever reason that morning, I just stopped and I looked in the mirror, and there was just this really humbling moment where I said, who's going to love this? Jimmy, if you don't change, you're going to spend the rest of your life alone. And I just sat in that for a second. And all the solutions didn't come that day. There wasn't this big motivational lightning bolt. But it was in that moment that I began the journey of seeking. And I tell people, I had been presented solutions not only for weight loss, but for success and other things. Before that time, yeah. I had some really great friends that really tried to encourage me before then, but I wasn't ready to change. I wasn't ready to hear it. I think we all have people where we wish somebody would do something different in their life, whether it's a health choice or a business choice.
And it's obvious to us.
Yeah. And we're like, well, why don't they do it? And being that person, you really can only support, and it's always the individual's choice to change. And it was in that moment that I said, I don't know why. I don't know how. Like, the how was none of my business yet, right? I just knew, okay, I'm going to be willing to try to do things differently, to be open-minded. And it really was in that very sobering moment right there, looking in that mirror, that said, I got to do something different. And that's really where the mental adjust started the journey.
And I think that's really the thing when you have that, like we said, the aha moment that's so powerful. It just is such a powerful paradigm shift, if you will. In other words, it's that intrinsic change that, like you said, you didn't know the how, but you didn't have to know the how then. You had to just truly believe in something. And then that's when everything started to change for you.
And you know what's really interesting about that is, in that moment, I didn't have a lot of the tools that ended up changing my life later on. So I just started with whatever I had there, right? I started walking around the block. I started reading a few books and stuff. But what's interesting is when you make that choice mentally of, yes, I'm going to be open to what the universe has for me, or yes, I'm going to be open to learning or saying yes to some things that maybe because I've been closed-minded in the past, that solutions start coming to you.
Yes.
So it wasn't long after then a guy that I was bartending with, I was watching him lose weight. And I always tell people, I was like, it's like, I feel like ladies have it very different, right? Girlfriends see somebody else lose weight and they're like, oh, what are you
what'd
doing?
You do? Yeah.
We have a little more ego about us and we don't want to ask. And I just kept watching this guy like keep getting results. And I remember asking him, I'm like, what are you doing? And the minute he said DVDs, I said no. I said, chicks do DVDs. I'm not doing your Jane Fonda. And that was just a really hard no.
Yeah.
Even though, and what was really interesting, even though what he was doing obviously was working, what I was doing obviously was not, there was still that time that I had to like kind of look back off, and sometimes there's a process of that. But I really think that I was much more open to say yes to things after that moment in the mirror than I had been before.
Well, I think that's just a powerful lesson that can be really relatable to everybody right now. When our preconceived ideas say what the world says we should do, or what our perception says we should do, when our mind is closed like that, of course, that's stagnation, that's mediocrity, we're not going to change. Yep. But I think the lesson itself is when someone else is doing something that's healthy, that you see it's healthy for them, why not try it? Why not research it? Why not look into it? But those closed perceptions that we often have will limit us, and we will not be able to transcend to the next level of our life.
Absolutely. Or it's so easy just to say, oh, well, they do it in the morning. I'm not a morning person. I get that a lot because people that follow me, I kind of have this kind of extreme morning routine that I'm up usually before 5 a.m. And, people go, well, I could never do that. And I was like, look, I was a theater major and a bartender. I get it. Like, I was the night owl of night owls. For those in your audience that don't know, like, people in the theater, that's late nights, like late rehearsals. Yes. Late shows, usually there's the show in the bar afterwards. Like, yes, I get it. Like, but I also believe that if you want something bad enough, you will change your body clock. You will adjust something that has always been, well, this is just how I am. Well, at some point in your life, this is how I am got you to where you are.
Yes.
So if you're dissatisfied with that, sometimes you have to change just who you are. And that does take some effort and it does take some time. It doesn't happen overnight. And it does, you're not always motivated to. And that's what I get all the time. Jimmy, I want to change, but I'm not motivated. And I tell people, motivation isn't an external lightning bolt that hits you. Motivation Santa Claus is not coming down your chimney to hand you your motivation gift every day. I'm a big believer in you move and motivation finds you. It's the same way I said, I made the choice to change and then the solutions found me.
Yes.
I think it's Zig Ziglar that talks about, the furnace. And it's like telling the furnace, hey, you produce heat and then I'll throw logs on you. Then it doesn't work that way, right? Like, you have to do some effort. And then I feel like those external things that help us along that I totally believe in, they find us and they reward us for taking the steps even when we don't feel like it.
Well, one of my favorite quotes is, a minor adjustment makes a major improvement. A small little tweak in your day, a small little tweak in your mentality, that then creates like a divergent path for a person. So what starts out really similar or looks very similar, the more you have us do something slightly different, it diverges more and more. And then pretty soon you're in a completely different direction than where you were before.
Absolutely. There's a great book by Darren Hardy called The Compound Effect that is literally that lesson, you know, over and over again, is these little tiny choices over time, which, you know, he uses the example, you know, if you have a salad or a healthy meal today, and I go have a burger and two pieces of pizza, you and I don't look any different at the end of that day.
Yeah.
We may not look any different at the end of the week, but you carry that out over years and stuff. We're going to end up in two very different places. Yes. Same thing with small money choices, you know, starting an online business, whatever that happens to be, like those little bitty choices, check out those two individuals a year, 2 years from now, and they're nowhere near each other.
Yes, because those things really do add up. With you yourself, all the things that you're doing, how do you stay motivated?
Man, that's a great question. It's one I get all the time, and it's one I ask myself.
Sure.
You know, and I think that motivation to me, I feel like it's this weird keyword. And to me, there's sometimes I just have to look at motivation as just another emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Just like happy, sad, angry, it's something that comes and goes. It's there and it passes. So it's got to be something beyond motivation that keeps you moving, keeps you going. And it's, what's that purpose? What's the legacy you want to leave? Like, what do you want people to say about you when you're not in the room?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for me, even now, you know, it seems so long ago when I was that guy getting started. I turned 40 this year. And, you know, in the best shape of my life, and I feel like I have the most energy I've ever had. And I think what keeps me going is, wow, this has been a great journey so far. Where else can I go?
Yeah.
Because I share the stories, like when I started that very first Beachbody program, which was called Power 90, this was pre-P90X. It was just two discs. And up until that point in my life, I had just kind of settled. And I think a lot of people do that, right? You just kind of run the same day over and over. And I'd stop dreaming, and I, you know, my dreams of like performing or being on Broadway or doing movies, I just like settled into this really mundane day to day. And in 2 weeks of doing one of those programs, I got excited about something. I started seeing little changes. And I always tell people, I'm like, if you'll take, you know, you were talking about the little minor tweaks, really celebrate those first little changes, that first 1 to 2 pounds that change, that mental shift, those first couple dollars you make when you start an online business, whatever. And to me, when I saw those little tiny changes at first, it was like, cool, what else can I do?
Yeah.
And it was adding one little step over the other. People may look at my life or my regimen now, and it seems extreme. Well, absolutely, it's extreme. But it's also nearly 15 years of little choices made on top of each other. I didn't go from zero to who I am now. So I think what keeps me going is, what's the next level? What's the next step? You know, it's like, what else can I add? It's one piece that, and it's the other piece of my job, whether I'm working with somebody fitness-wise, business-wise, helping them storytell, whatever, I need to be an example of the things I'm going to encourage them to do. That's an integrity thing. Doesn't mean I'm perfect every day. Doesn't mean I don't go splurge on burgers and fries or miss a workout here or there or do something silly business-wise that doesn't make sense or a money splurge. But more often than not, I'm going to continue to show up because I feel like if I'm asking somebody else to show up daily, I need to show up daily.
Exactly.
And I really feel as in coaching and doing other things, that's what's kept me motivated is in helping somebody else in the midst of my journey. Not once I was done, you know, not once I was at my perfect weight or my perfect income. It was helping somebody else in the midst. And I really feel like it's one of those things that anybody can help somebody else. There's always somebody that's just a couple steps behind you, right? That just started just a little bit after you, and they're looking to you. You've taken two steps that they haven't taken. You can share that experience with them as well.
And I want to piggyback off that as well. I think it also goes into the more you believe in what you do and what you think, the stronger it's going to be. Because like you said, motivation, it can change. We can have certain life circumstances that happen, which causes us to not feel so motivated to do something. But when you believe in something and know, maybe not even know the outcome of where it's going to be, but you believe in yourself, you believe in the product that you have, or believe in whatever it is that you're doing, that will then help you find that motivation again. And so even when you're coaching people, because you believe in it and you're authentic with that, it comes across where then people, the synergy of that, they get caught up in that vacuum, they get pulled along. So I think that's one thing that people really need to remember as well, is even if you start to lose that motivation, it's what you believe in what you're doing. If you don't believe in what you're doing, then the mediocrity is going to set in. It's a very slippery slope at that time.
And I love that you said it, because what it reminds me of is when I coach people on my team, and something I remember myself of a lot is, you know, when we deal with negative self-talk, it's one of the biggest battles I still do every day is first thing in the morning, my alarm goes off. I put my headphones in on my phone and I put in something that's going to adjust my mindset for the day. And I still say the battle between my ears has always been bigger than the battle of my waistline. And it's one that I fight every day. I have attack your mind before your mind attacks you is what I say. But when we do hit those times when we're down on ourselves or we're having a hard time, I always tell people immediately, go help somebody else. Go, you know, if you're like, man, I don't feel encouraged today, go encourage somebody else.
I like that.
If you feel like, man, I'm really struggling with my fitness, go champion somebody else. Because I have found in the times that I'm not excited about my business, or I'm frustrated, or I'm kind of down, spending some time pouring into somebody else, I'm immediately re-energized, right? It's because as long as it's about me, it's really easy for us to just sit and wallow in our own like self-pity. And once we just turn that and just take some energy and dump it into somebody else, it's amazing how that lifts our spirits.
Mm-hmm. Well, you think about it, if, let's say depression or frustration or anxiety, whatever you're experiencing, it's very impotent. It doesn't move. So you're actually moving, physically moving to go help someone. Getting in your car, walking, picking up a phone, that is actual physical movement. So the counterbalance of any type of stagnation in our emotions is literally physical movement. So that's really what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Jimmy, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on my show. We've talked about so many amazing things. If my listeners want to find out more information about you, where would they find all the information online?
Absolutely. Just go to thecoachjimmy.com. That's the best way to get a hold of me. I have live chat there. You can absolutely just send me a personal message that I will hit you back on. All my videos, resources, anything I can do to help. And I'm happy to help in any way that I can.
Excellent. Well, thank you once again for being a guest on my show. I really appreciate your time.
I've had a blast, James. Thank you so much.
I also want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in today. Please subscribe to this radio show through whichever portal you joined with us today, or please go to my website where you may sign up for my free newsletter, watch my YouTube episodes, read the articles I've written specifically for you, or you may enroll in the Lifeology Academy where you can take self-directed courses which will help you simplify and transform your spirit, mind, and body. If you'd like to personally work with me, be a guest on, or advertise in this show, simply visit jamesmillerlifeology.com. Be sure to follow me on all social media platforms under the name James Miller Lifeology, except for Twitter, which is James M. Lifeology. Once again, thank you so much for your support, and I'll talk to you soon.